You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott with you to look ahead to the best of Friday's racing. Contests coming your way from Newbury and Lingfield and Newcastle in just a few moments. Pimmers, hello.
Greetings.
How are Greetings. You?
I'm very, very well indeed. I'm just getting over the festival, obviously. Wonderful Friday for the pin with Penn Hill and Sizing John. So it was a happy Gold Cup day for me, that's for sure. And, it just seems that you only get one bite of that big cherry these days, doesn't it?
Mm.
If you've been there before, little chance of going, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That certainly has come to the fore, hasn't it, over the last few years. And, the young kid on the block came and did it, and did it really well.
Didn't
Fantastic race. Shame for Q Car, but I don't think he was possibly travelling as well this year as he was last year. And again, Jack Adam made a mistake at the wrong part of the race, and possibly he doesn't get up that Cheltenham Hill anyway.
Mm. Yeah, possibly. It's a week to the day since me and you and Craig Forsyth, I think.
Craig Keith Revel Forsyth.
Yes, Keith Revel Forsyth. Keith.
Don't know where Keith came from, to be honest.
No, I don't.
Anyway, it arrived.
And yeah. we were in here.
Same studio.
Looking at the Cheltenham racing. And particularly on Thursday evening, looking ahead to Fridays, you did rather well, didn't you, on the Friday? We were looking ahead to the action during whatever evening racing was on.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Thursday,
it was great.
You gave us some fairly big winners, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we were
also
very good form.
Smitten by some jingles.
Ah, those jingles that we had for Cheltenham. I don't know who put them together, but they were just absolutely fabulous.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to listen to a review of the Cheltenham Festival, just for you.
Fabulous.
And off the back of it, you're going to hear what's coming up on William Hill Racing Radio this week, and then we'll focus on
tomorrow,
Friday's racing. How's that sound?
Can't wait.
Right, enjoy.
The Cheltenham Festival on William Hill's Racing Radio.
They've got 150 yards to go. It will be a 50th win of the Cheltenham Festival for owner J.P. McManus, as Boumediere is the champion hunter.
Whisper trying to close, and Mike Bite is beginning to panel. He's drifting off a true line. He hangs fire, and Whisper's coming home straight as a gun barrel. Dicko de Boinville tries to straighten out Mike Bite, who rallies on the near side. Mike Bite coming back, and Whisper.
Special Tiara running on instinct. Fox Norton is thrusting down the near side, but Special Tiara wins the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the fourth attempt. Final fence under so. Oh, it was superb. Under so now, muscling his way up the hill, chasing hard his sub-lieutenant. Can he hold on? Under so. He's driven out by Ruby Walsh. He's going to get there. Under so wins the Ryanair. Jack Adam trying to fight back in second. Native River on the far side. Up the hill, Sizing John, Jack Adam fighting it out in second place with Native River, but Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
This week on William Hill Racing Radio, heads turn to Newbury for graded action on Saturday afternoon with a strong supporting card north of the border from Kelso. The Dubai World Cup, as well as eight other high-quality group contests from Maidan, are available on William Hill's Betting TV throughout Saturday, with the big race itself coming up at 4:45. And then on Sunday, it's the return of the flat at Nace, the Irish Lincolnshire, and a Group 3 contest for the fillies headline the card over the Irish Sea. You'll hear it all here on William Hill's Racing Radio.
Fabulous, darling. Fabulous. just those reliving those memories of Cheltenham under Sow was unbelievable. Mm. And obviously, Sizing John. But fair play to whoever's got these jingles done for William Hill. They've definitely upped the game of late. I mean, obviously the job was under scrutiny till those jingles came along, and with that pounding music, I don't know who it was, maybe Chopin's 18th Symphony or something, but nice. Definitely fabulous, darling. And then I thought to myself, they've got a new race in Ireland on Sunday at Nace. The Irish Lincolnshire. But it is the Irish Lincolnshire.
It is.
I thought it was the Irish Lincoln.
No.
But no, you were right, young fella. The Irish
Thank you.
Lincolnshire.
Thank
so
you.
There we go. I was about to shoot you down in flames then. Fortunately, I just had to look it up myself. So
call it what you want, Pimmers. Call it what you want.
Well, it's the big one at Nace on Sunday, 4:40.
That'll do.
Happy days. Premier Handicap.
So, yeah, Chris Pimlott is now the official a checker of jingles.
Well, I think that could be my job, don't you?
Could well be. You're not getting paid anymore, though.
I don't get paid at all anyway.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. It's just a case of turning up and, you know, doing my community in the service, so to speak.
That is true. Or even service in the community.
Yeah, and that as well. Yeah.
It is a shame that Cheltenham is no longer with us, but there is some decent action to look forward to. And there's some decent action on Friday, isn't there? It's not the strongest Friday we've ever seen, but there's some competitive stuff.
Yeah, I think, again, we've just seen it earlier this week. Obviously, Haydock yesterday, Ludlow today. The fields are a bit small than that. But I think you've got to remember that we've had a very, very easy winter as far as we haven't had many meetings postponed.
Mm.
So all these horses have been on the go a long time. March time, you're thinking the ground's drying out and getting a little bit better, and that sort of next band of horses that are ready to run on some good ground are waiting to run. But with the weather, it's been very inclement, a lot of rain over the last few days.
Mm.
You know, the ground again has turned in favour of the softer ground horses. And like I say, they've been going a long time now. So I think we're in a little bit of an interim period. I think the horses are there, but the ones that have been running all winter are getting a bit tired, sick, lame and lazy. And you know, the ones with the better ground are just waiting in the wing. So
I know how they feel.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Lazy.
Oh, there's a few of them around here. Yeah. Don't you worry about that, buddy.
I will just say as well, you heard on this week on William Hill Racing Radio, action at Maidan. Obviously, it's the Dubai World Cup.
Yeah, it's the biggie.
On Saturday. We won't be covering that as such on Racing Radio, but if you go to William Hill's Betting TV, wh.cm/TV, you can watch the action.
Fabulous.
From, I think, 11:45 on Saturday.
Well, but we surely have some clips or something from our very own Dubai guru, Gary Capewell, won't we?
This is recorded on Thursday, already received videos from Mr. Capewell.
Goodness gracious.
With his selections.
That is him on the ball,
so
isn't
go
it?
So on the William Hill website, because actually by the time this podcast goes out, they may well be online. It may be Friday morning by the time they actually get there.
Yeah.
But, yes, Gary Capewell on the Maidan action, and you can see it all free at William Hill's Betting TV.
And he's out there live, isn't he?
He is. He's there. He's been interviewing jockeys and everything.
Has he? Mm. I hope he's remembered my duty freeze. You know what I mean?
He didn't mention that, strangely.
Well,
when he was talking to Bob Baffert.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, Bob, what's the best value for cigars these days, old chap?
Shall we look at some of Friday's racing?
Can't wait.
3:40 Newbury is the first race we're going to focus on. High five, incidentally, comes from both Newbury and Musselburgh on Friday. And the 3:40 is a novices limited handicap chase over almost 3 miles. 7 runners going to post. Some horses in decent nick as well, Pimmers.
Yeah, I think it's a very competitive race, this. As you say, some horses coming into the race in real good order. Wild Wind West, the top weight, he's been in cracking form of late, back-to-back wins, and then he ran well enough in defeat when he finished third at Exeter behind Label de Bobo and Herbert Park. So that wasn't a bad run. He was only beaten 5 lengths, long way back to the fourth horse after him. So he's certainly got good form in the book. Warrants top weight, and again, you know, Tom George and Adrian Heskin have been in great form since they've teamed up this season. So he's a player. Dig Deeper was a winner last time out. He won at Huntingdon just short of 3 miles on that occasion. That was a good run by him. He's gone up a few pounds in the weights because of that. And the other horse that was a winner last time out was Julian Banjos, who again got the job done very nicely at Foss Last, heavy ground. That would be my concern. Does Foss Last start again? Does Foss last form travel? I'm not so sure.
Not easy to say that.
And he more than likely had a hard race there because he only got home by a neck. So, you know, he could be just suffering from the effects of that run 23 days ago. Sykes was a faller last time out for the Hobbs Yard. Again, he was a 7-1 shot on that occasion. He more than likely would have been a player. And Bells of Aylesworth was a winner last time out. That was at Taunton, over 2.7 miles. Me and Tim Vaughan don't get on, so I can't put Bells of Aylesworth up. But as I say, it's a good race with horses coming into it on the back of good successes. And also, Vinnie Red's been in great form as well of late for the Fergal O'Brien team. Only £2 higher than when he won at Market Raisin back end of last year. So, again, competitive. Were we going to nail our mullers or even colours to the mast too? I think we're going to take a chance with the top weight, Wild West Wind.
OK, Tom George's Shard, Wild West Wind, gets the selection in Newbury's 340. We'll stay at Newbury for the 410. The next contest that we're going to focus on is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. We'll start with I'm a Game Changer here, Pimmers, because he's been in rampant form of late.
Oh, fantastic form for the Hobbs Yard, hasn't he? Back-to-back wins for him. He won at Bangor on the 3rd of Jan. Then he went to Ludlow on the 22nd of February and got the job done very nicely indeed there. Obviously, he's sneaking up the weights because of that. It was 122 when he won at Ludlow. He's now has to race for a mark of 134. So a little bit harder for him tomorrow afternoon. But the thing is, he is going the right way. And, you know, Hobbs' horse has been in good form of late. Dickie Johnson, rampant form at Warwick yesterday afternoon. So lots of ticks in boxes for I'm a Game Changer. As I say, whether that £12 hike will be enough to stop him remains to be seen. But I'm going to take a chance with the Nicky Henderson runner, a Maestro Royale. Mm. Again, disappointed ever so slightly, I thought, at Cheltenham last time out. But that was a very competitive race over 2 mile one. I think he'll find this a little bit easier tomorrow afternoon. Not quite as many runners. Might be able to get his own way. He came good at Sandown the last time on the 7th of Jan, and again, I think there could be a little bit more to come from him. He's up £5 for that success, and if we can forgive him that little under par run at Cheltenham last time out, he's a major player.
OK, we'll move back 10 minutes and we'll move to the flat as well. 4 o'clock at Lingfield is next up, a mile and a half for this Class 2 handicap. Plenty of horses that we know plenty about here, Pimmers. Some very consistent performers, some that are a little bit in and out. Not many arriving here in flying form. In fact, there's no horse in the field that won last time out. But what wins?
Whoa, this is a very, very tricky event. Very tricky. I mean, old Sinochian Star, he's going to post tomorrow for the 87th time. So he's as tough as old boots, hard as nails. Has won off much higher marks than his 94 in the distant past, but 90 was his last winning mark. He's off 94 tomorrow. Don't know too much about Richard Oliver, the £5 claimer, to be fair, whether he's attached to the Johnson Yard or not.
Yes, I believe he is.
Is he? Mm. But again, the £5 will certainly help Snocking Star tomorrow afternoon. And again, he could well be a player, but I like the stable companion, to be fair. Aberique, I think that's how we're going to pronounce it. Again, he was an underachiever last time out at Wolverhampton in a very, very competitive mile handicap. I think this will be slightly easier for him over a mile and a half. He won over a mile and two at Kempton prior to that. And again, he's £6 higher for that success at Kempton. But I do feel that, again, if we can forgive that disappointing run last time out, he could well bounce back to some sort of form, as we so often see with Mark Johnson's horses. They bomb out 1 week and the next week they come back all guns blazing.
Mm. So you're going to go with Aberique?
Aberique, in a thought, despite not many of them being in the form of their lives, a very tricky handicap.
Yeah, very competitive indeed. Snocking Star, you said 87th, did you?
87th.
I had 83rd.
Well, according to my form, which is not very reliable.
anyway,
it's the 87th run for me in all flat
races. Safe
to
say that Snocking Star has been on the go for a while.
He has indeed.
Let's say that much.
And again, he's won 14 of his 86 races, so he's fairly competitive. And to be honest, he doesn't know how to run a bad race.
No, that's true. And however many times he has run, it's in the 80s somewhere.
Yeah, that was a great year, the 80s, wasn't it? I love that.
He's not been around for that long.
Who?
Snocking Star wasn't.
What about you?
The 80s. No, I haven't either. 92, I was born.
Were you really?
92.
I remember it well.
Yeah. I don't think you do, to be honest.
I don't either. No.
The final race we're going to focus on is from Newcastle. It's the 6:45, and it's a class 4 sprint handicap over 6 furlongs. Plenty of what I would call pretty typical northern performers here, Pimmers. And
yep.
Again, not many of them are in flying form coming into this.
Certainly not in flying form, that is for sure. But hopefully the 8 stand the ground, then if you're looking for a bit of value, you're going to get that. I thought a Provado, the top weight's an interesting one. I mean, he has been running fairly consistently well of late. It's interesting that they've gone to Callum Rodriguez to claim £7 off his back because, again, he's a little bit higher than when he won here back in September of last year. And again, lately, Paul Mulrennan.
I have a feeling that
Conor Breasley,
Callum Rodriguez has been snapped up by Mr. Dodds.
Has he?
I remember talking to Dale Gibson because Dale mentioned Callum as a very promising jockey. I have a feeling he said that Michael Dodds now has his services. If you like.
Right, okay, so he's got his license through Michael Dodds. So it could be interesting. I think that £7 off his back will certainly help him. Ruth Carr's horse is not in form at the moment. I wouldn't even look at Explain tomorrow. Money team is interesting from David Barron and the filmmaking combination, always worth watching. But again, a couple of pounds higher than when he won back in September of last year. And the other horse that I thought was interesting is Enjoy Life, who, to be fair, I thought ran really well here last time out. Over 7 furlongs, which is not his trip. I thought 6 furlongs would suit him better tomorrow, and I think he should be a major player. Had that little run to sharpen him up, and he has run well over 6 furlongs here back in November of last year when he was behind Matany Bay, and he was only beaten ahead on that occasion. I think he's definitely going to be one for the shortlist.
Okay.
Something we all need to do.
Enjoy life.
Correct.
Absolutely, Pimmers. Well done, well done. So, 4 races tomorrow. What are your... I'm just going to say about Callum Rodriguez. I think that's right, what I've said. Feel free to tell me if it isn't anyone. But I'm pretty sure...
Yeah, Callum okay.
Rodriguez
well,
is now attached to the Michael Dodds yard. If he isn't, then apologies. He's certainly ridden for him a fair few times.
Right, it's obviously an interesting lad because his £7 could well be worth its weight in
Absolutely,
gold.
Absolutely, as we often see, particularly at the start of the flat season, which,
yeah.
as we've just heard, starts in Ireland on Sunday.
Exactly. That's the other thing about Ireland. They lead the way at everything. The amateurs at Cheltenham, the amateurs at the rugby, and now they've got the flat season started before we do. I mean, what is it all about?
What have we got left, Pimmers? We've got you, anyway.
But for how long? Who knows?
Cap, before you... don't do it now.
Do you remember that? I don't want to do a Tommy Cooper on you.
Don't do it on air.
All right. Okay.
Can we have your 4 selections, yeah. please?
He's died a death on air again. Poor old Pimmers. Yeah, we're looking to Newbury, 3:40 in the shape of Wild West Wind. At 4:10 in the handicap hurdle selection is Maestro Royal. And then at 4:00... on the artificial surface, we're going to go for Aberique for Mark Johnson and Joe Fanning. And finally, at 7:15 up at Newcastle, something we all need to do, enjoy life.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.